You're still here, huh? Don't you have something better to do than just laze around all day? Look at this place. It's a mess. Did you even consider cleaning up while I was out breaking my back at work? Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your world of absolute nothingness? You know, I'm out there working hard, dealing with actual responsibilities, and here you are doing what exactly? Can't you at least look like you're doing something productive for once? Or is that just too much to ask? Ugh, forget it. I'll do it myself, as usual. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm not doing this for you. I had enough. Get up. Now. I said get up. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You can't even do that, can you? Pathetic. Oh, are you scared? Is that it? Scared of facing some responsibility? I don't know why I bother. You're not worth the effort. Don't expect anything from me. You're on your own. Oh, look who finally decided to make eye contact. Shocking. You really think you can sit there and avoid everything? Typical. I'm mad because I work hard. I take care of everything here. Literally, everything. And you, you're completely useless. You're not even trying anymore. Get up. Now. I didn't tell you you could sit down again, did I? Look at me. I won't say it again. Are you that incapable of following a simple order? Be a man. Stop looking so weak and scared. You're lucky I even bother coming home. Seriously. Look at you. Do you think this is really what I deserve? Really? That's all life has for me? A weak boy, unable to stand up to me, to look at me when I'm talking to him? Hey, are you there? Hello? Enough of this silent act. It's driving me insane. You want to know why I'm treating you like this? Because you deserve it. Because you're letting me. Because I simply want to. And because there is nothing you are ever going to do about it. I'm out there, busting my back, dealing with the same mess day in and day out. And for what? For this? For you? For you to just sit there and expect everything to be handed to you on a silver platter. Listen, you didn't even prepare dinner for me. I know it. Oh, you did? Whatever. Doesn't matter. It's probably disgusting anyway. You can't cook to save your life. You probably bought something ready from the store. Don't act like I don't know you. No. It's not just about that. And it's not about the house. It's about you and your utter lack of ambition, your laziness. I can't keep carrying this relationship alone. It's draining me. I get nothing out of it. I need you to step up. Take some responsibility for once in your life. But I doubt you'll change. You never do. You know what happened today at work? Of course you don't. I would call you to talk about it, but what's the point, right? There was this project, a crucial one. And guess who messed it up? Not me. but my incompetent colleague, the one who's always slacking off. I had to clean up their mess as usual. All the hard work, the effort I put in, only to cover for someone else's incompetence. It's like a never-ending cycle of dealing with people who just don't care. And then I come home, expecting maybe a hint of support or understanding. But what do I find? You, as useless as ever. Even now, you won't even say anything. You won't tell me, calm down, it will be okay. Not even a, sorry, I'll do better, nothing. Yeah, now you are. Now you are. Don't think a simple sorry fixes everything. It's too little, too late. Just because I'm calming down doesn't mean anything. And your cute face won't help either. So don't even try it. All right. All right. I accept your apology. I guess. Whatever. But don't think this changes anything, like I said. You still got a lot to make up for. You better shape up, because I'm not dealing with this forever. And don't expect me to hold your hand through it. You're on your own. Now, do something useful for once and help me here. Okay, now that's slightly better already. Everything nice and clean. This is how it should have been when I walked in. This is how it always should be. I don't ask much of you, you know that. We have to balance it out. I'm the provider in this house. I work at the construction. You work at the house. It's normal. No, listen. I don't care about that, okay? I don't care about your whining about how it's making you feel feminine. I really don't. We live in the 21st century. For the love of God, be serious. Men do housework all the time nowadays. It's the norm. Unless they're working and they're the ones providing. But are you? Exactly. You should be grateful. Your life is already easy as it is. You've got nothing to worry about, and yet you're still complaining. I'm going to take a quick shower now. You stay here. I want you to wait for me here. I'm not done with you yet. We haven't touched on even half of the issues. And if you thought that doing what you're supposed to do is clearing the case, you're wrong, my dear. Okay, I've freshened up a little. Now, let's get to the other problems. You remember what you did last night, right? You failed to meet my expectations again. The same thing I've asked of you time and time again. You know what I'm talking about. You're lucky I didn't wake you up. I was too mad to even do that. I had to function today, unlike you. I can't keep reminding you every single time. And we will address that accordingly, soon. But first, I want to hear your explanation. I need to understand why you keep falling short on something so basic. Don't think you can dodge this conversation. I'm not letting you off that easy. Well, I'm waiting. Don't disappoint me further by stumbling over your words. Just explain yourself. Lost track of time. That's your excuse? You should know better than to let that happen. Trying harder next time isn't good enough. It's always next time with you. But fine, I'll give you another chance to prove yourself. Soon enough, in a couple seconds, as a matter of fact, I will teach you a lesson. One you will not forget. You can be sure of that. Get up now. I want you to brace yourself because this is going to be really hardcore. And if you ever felt like I was ever too harsh on you, even for a second, I want you to know that you haven't seen anything yet. What I will do to you now will bring a new definition of mean to your life. You know exactly what I'm referring to, right? Good. And you want me to do it because you understand that you were a bad boy, right? You want me to teach you that hard lesson. Tell me. Beg me to punish you. Louder. Louder. Good boy. Now, I'm just going to grab you by the neck and take you to our bedroom with me. Sit down. Lay down, actually. Or no, get up. Up against the wall. Quick. Quick. What's going on? You don't like my hand on your throat? That's too bad. You should get used to it. Open your mouth. Swallow it. Now stick out your tongue. I said stick it out. You're gonna do what the fuck I say. You're gonna be a good boy for me today. Today and tomorrow and always. I will teach you to obey me. That's it. You will fucking obey me from now on. Don't get excited because I'm showing you my naked body. This isn't for you. I'm doing this so I can be more comfortable. It's not for you. I bet you're gonna get hard even knowing that, aren't you? Oh yeah. Look at you. Fucking pathetic. Look how I'm treating you. And you're so fucking hard for me already? Whatever. I need it right now. So I won't complain about it. Lift your shirt up. Oh yeah. What? Does it hurt when I dig my nails in you? Too bad. You should have behaved. It has to hurt. You're not supposed to enjoy it. I bet you will, because this is secretly exactly what you want. You like when I mean to you, don't you? Of course you do. It's obvious. You love when I treat you like this, like you're beneath me, like you're my slave. You enjoy when I dominate, even when it's harsh. All right, let's pull it out. Enough with the sweet talk. Actually, why am I doing it? You do it. Pull that cock out for me. I want to use my toy. Give it to me. I'm going to fucking destroy you. You have no idea what you're in for. Hands off. Give it to me. Oh, that's it. I'm just going to fuck you like this, right against this goddamn wall. I'm going to fuck you into it. Give me your neck. I'm going to make you look at me. Look at me in my fucking eyes. Watch what I'm doing to you. I have to fuck the lazy slut out of you. Take it. Take my pussy pounding you. You see how mad I am? You see now. It was nothing before. I'm gonna show you. I'll show you everything. Come on. Come inside me. Give me your fucking cum. It belongs to me. Do it. Fucking do it. Yes. 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 Oh God. Fuck. Yes. Fill me up. Give it to me. Now. Oh. Oh. All right. That was one. But that was for yesterday. Now I need one more for today. So get on the bed. I'm going to ride you now. I'm not done with you yet. In fact, it only just began. I'll show you your fucking place in this house. Once and for all.